All right, just want to make sure we're ready here. Let's get this show started.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.
Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast, brought to you by, I don't have sponsors, at least not yet. This podcast is still in its infancy stage, so it is what it is. I am your host, Jason Tyree, husband of almost 18 years, father of four. Bang, bang. Title of this episode today, episode 18, is The Table. I'll get into that in a second. I want to play a clip. Let's see if this clip's working. I'm going to play a clip, and we're going to go from there. Okay? Let's see. All right. I wanted to play this clip because, let me stop this real quick. I wanted to share that clip to not try to create controversy. Absolutely not. I think the clip signified, or not really signified, it really brings up the question, is there a double standard that men have to live with? And I would say, possibly. Some of the things she was highlighting was, hey, you have to be strong, but you also have to show your sensitive side. You have to do this, but you also have to do that. And I think being a man of the house, you have to be balanced. It's like you have to work hard, but you also have to find free time to be there for everybody. And those are some of the gymnastics that we face sometimes as men of the house, is trying to find that balance. And I think the issue is we're trying to find a balance when it's not really a balance, it's a harmony. So it's a matter of making those complexities work together. It takes years of figuring it out, you know. how do you work hard and spend time with your family? How do you be the rock for your family, but also display emotion? You know, things like that, you just, as time goes on, you have to finish out the balance. Now, I'm not here to say that men do that, but women don't have to do that. That ain't my argument at all. I know she mentioned that in that clip. I'm not trying to even go down that road, because this is primarily a podcast that talks about it from a male point of view. Now, granted, there are some men out there that think that, oh, women can get away with a lot. They don't accept responsibility or accountability and blah, 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 blah. Y'all have a blast with that conversation. That's not what this is about. But I just wanted to kind of just bring that to the light to ponder on. I'm pausing because I'm trying to think, is this relatable to the topic? And I think it is. So let's just hop into the topic today. The topic is the table. What is this table? I'm glad you asked. Oh man, I wish I had that that clip. Oh, I wish I had the clip. You know what? I'm gonna go search for the clip to see if I can find it. But while I'm trying to find the clip, I just want to talk about the table. What is the table, you ask? The table is this thing. First of all, I don't know if a lot of you know about this show that's on YouTube that's becoming pretty popular, where it's a dating show, but like each, there's like a selection of men or women depending on the episode, and each of those individuals are holding a balloon, and when you they bring in a contestant to see, okay, who we're picking. It's reminiscent of like those dating shows that used to come on TV back in the day. But it has a different twist, because it's like they're holding a balloon, and as soon as the contestant walks in, they have the option to pop their balloon, which means don't even count me in the equation of me being an option for this guy. So like a guy can walk into the room, and it can be like 10 ladies with a balloon. And as soon as he walks in, they can say, nope, not interested. Please don't pick me. And so the host usually goes over to those, the ladies, again, or men, who pop the balloon and ask their reason why they pop the balloon, which I feel is very confrontational, but it makes for good TV, if you will. And so some of the first episodes was really like, well, I didn't like him because, you know, his beard looked weird, or he looked short, or whatever the case is. Some of it's very trivial. Some of it is not. I mean, there was an episode where they wanted to know, okay, what's your relationship with God? Because that's important to me. That's a very valid question. You know, and so I just found that to be very, very interesting. I can't find it. I thought I was going to find it. Next time, if I can find it, I'll make sure I play it. But giving you the premise of the show is leading me to the topic, because I watched an episode where it was these ladies who was lined up. They had their balloon popped, and those who don't have their balloon popped, that's when the contestant can be like, these three ladies don't have their balloon popped. Let me just question them now to see, you know, if we are matched. And then they get the opportunity to pop the balloon. So anyway, at the end of the whole round, you're expecting at least one unpopped balloon, which means, okay, are we going to go out on a date or not? Reason I'm bringing this show up and this concept up is because I saw an episode, and this episode was very interesting because whoever this guy was that walked out, little to nobody popped their balloons. So they was all filling them. They're like, oh, snap. Okay. All right, cool. And he was questioning them now, like, okay, so what do you look for in a mate? Or, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And one by one, he was kind of eliminating them. You know, hey, do you have kids? She said, yeah. Okay, I have to pop your balloon because I want to kind of start fresh with somebody, which is understandable. I get it. So it's going down the line, right? And so it was about 3 to 4 women left. And he asked the question. And I've heard this question asked not just on this show, but in general when you're dating. And I'm sure this is a very popular question when dating. I mean, I'm sure, I don't know for sure because I haven't had to look for a mate in 20 years. Thank God. Boy, this dating pool stinks. I'm sorry for those who are single who are trying to be in a relationship. If you're not trying to be in a relationship and you're enjoying singlehood, enjoy it to the fullest. Let me tell you, enjoy it. But those who are actively pursuing a mate in this dating pool, ooh. Anywho, so the question is, what do you bring to the table? Now, what was interesting about this episode is usually when that question is asked, it's usually asked by the woman and the man is supposed to answer. But in a way, it was flipped. He asked them, what do you bring to the table? The first, because it was three. Now that I remember, it was three of them that was left. The first girl he went to when he asked that question. So what do you bring to the table? She said, I am the table. Fam. She said that, and his face in my face was like, popped her balloon. She was eliminated. And he just moved on. And like the other two was like, well, this is what I bring to the table. You know, I have this, that, and the third. I can cook. I can help provide partnership with your businesses. I can do this, that, and the third. Like she was listing things, not just material, but also emotional. Like, you know, I'm a listening ear. I'm here to, you know, encourage you and blah, 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 all those things, right? She's listing things she can bring to the table. But the girl who said, I am the table, fam, like, she's not the first person I've heard say that to. There are a crop of people, individuals out there who just truly believe, I ain't got to bring nothing. You're bringing it all to me, baby. I'm the table. That is a quick way to be single. Let me tell you. Like, and when I made a tweet about it, and there was some feedback, like, you know, it was some feedback. And I was like, you know, I'm not attacking relationships or single people. I'm attacking this notion of you being the table because it screams non-collaborative. It screams, I'm not fitting to help nobody. You supposed to help me. It screams one-sidedness. Like, you are the table. You are the table, right? I'm supposed to just bring everything and just bring it to you. Ugh, that type of thinking is trash. It is. So it just, I was like, man, next podcast, I have to address this because as a man of the house, you want to have someone who can bring something to the table, because the table is not you. The table is the relationship. The table is the marriage. The table is the house. The table is the family. That's the table. Not you. You kidding me? Anywho, I was just taken aback by that. Like, my wife, let me brag on my wife. My wife brings prayer. She's an intercessor. She is an excellent mother. She's an excellent organizer. And just the things that she brings, some of those things she brings were my weaknesses. She is a better cleaner than I am. And over the years, I had to learn how to get better in that. She can see things in detail faster than I can. She has a strong sense of smell. So there's a lot of smells living with six people that sometimes I may miss, and she'd be like, "Don't that smell weird to you?" I'm like, "Well, now that you say it," you know what I mean? She brings a lot to the table, to our marriage, to our family, which means she's very important to us. And there are things I bring to the table. And just those things we both bring to the table, it keeps things going. It keeps things growing. And it's so important. It's so important to realize that, hey, we're not the table, but we're going to bring things to the table. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to touch on that topic for a little bit today. Don't be the table. Don't be the table. If you don't get anything else out of this podcast, don't be the table. Because truthfully, if you think you're the table, I'm better off single. Gosh, that's so arrogant and egotistical. I am the table. I'm still blown away by her answer. And she said it so boldly too. Like, I am the table. Fam, if you don't go somewhere with that, let me see if I can. I wish I had saved that video. Ooh, wait a minute. Did I find it? Oh, I did find it. Okay, all right. Whoa, I lucked up. Let me go ahead and see if I can find it now. I mean, play it. Oh, that's clutch. Okay. Window here. Okay, here we go. Okay, I didn't expect the commentary after that, but that's the clip. That is the clip right there. I am the table. Get yourself out of here, young lady. Here's the full episode. If y'all ever want to watch it, is episode 7, Pop the Balloon or Find Love with Arlette Amuli. I think that's her name. But yeah, that's the episode there. I am the table. All right. Anyway, let me stop sharing this. Thank you guys for tuning in on this episode. I hope you guys have a great week. Let me go ahead and say this too. We're on episode 18. Once we get to episode 20, that's going to be the end of season one. And there's going to be probably a couple of weeks of a break, and then we're going to come back with season two. And by then, we're going to have some guests on here. I'm trying to elevate and trying to grow this podcast. So thank you for those who have supported so far. If you're listening to this on streaming platforms, thank you. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend about this podcast. It's going to get better and better. For those who are watching on YouTube or Facebook, thank you. Share it with people that you think it will benefit. Like, make sure you follow. Let me go ahead and put the banner up for those who can see it. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at the Tyree Family or the Tyree Fam. Next season, also, I'm probably not, well, let me not say that. I'm gonna hold off on what I was about to say, because I'm still thinking that through. But really trying to get the our Tyree Family page up to par on all of our social media platforms, because not only am I going to continue to do this podcast, but I want to have other family content on those channels. It's kind of hard because there's a lot of family social media accounts, and I don't want to mimic them, even though a lot of them, you know, they have pranks and stuff. I'm not much of a prankster per se, but you know, I know that on our channel as well, we have, you know, our trip to Disney last year. My daughter Anaya, she's been doing some videos. She actually has her own YouTube channel as well, so you can check that out. There's some other videos as well. So we're going to start brainstorming and thinking of some other content we can put on those pages. But the podcast is going to keep going. I've hit a groove. I'm kind of used to it now. So yeah, bigger and better. On the way. Until then, enjoy your week. Thank you for tuning in. Let me turn this banner off. Ooh, almost messed up. And I'll let you next time. Peace out.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and his boss. I could break about all the cash in the count, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.